This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
The Hasidic Jewish people have a concept that's called Tikkun Olam, and it means healing the woundedness of the world. According to them, God created everything to be good. But shortly after creation, something was shattered, something was broken, and parts of God's presence, parts of God's goodness, are found all throughout the universe, but it can't come together. It's our responsibility to perform good deeds, to transform our hearts. And every time we do that, we bring the world together just a little bit more. Now, how does that work? When I do a good deed, when I offer up a sacrifice for somebody, it sends out a message of love to that person. And let's face it, even if the person doesn't know it intellectually, the person can sense that goodness. And it heals some of the brokenness of that person, because love does heal our wounds. Remember, the person doesn't necessarily have to know it intellectually. It's at an emotional, it's at a spiritual level that the person is transformed. And by loving person after person, I destroy some of the evil, some of the hurt that is in this world. Give an example. My cardiologist told me that I should take a 40-minute walk every day. And I try to do that every day. But there are days that I didn't feel like doing it, and it was a bit painful. So on those days, I would offer up my sacrifice of doing that walk for someone who was dying of cancer, to share just a little bit of his burden, so that he wouldn't have to carry the cross alone. I never told him that, but I know that he knew it. I was only doing what I was supposed to be doing anyways, but doing it out of love, not out of discipline. That makes all the difference in the world. When we watch the evening news, we see terrible things happening all throughout the world. We have a choice. We can make it better through our example, through our loving, through our offering of sacrifice, through our prayer, or we can make it worse by becoming angry, resentful, by cursing people out. Give you a simplest example I can think of. When you're on the highway and somebody cuts you off, what is your first thought? To say a prayer for them, right? And people will chuckle when I say that. And I say, listen, you're going to mention God's name anyways. You might as well make it a prayer. We can transform the world with simple prayers, simple sacrifice, by transforming our own hearts. We don't necessarily have to go to the UN and make a big speech. We can do it in our own neighborhood, in our own family.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.